Welcome to Walk in Truth. These are the Bible teachings of Pastor Michael Lance, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people and how to apply that truth to today's issues, trends, and culture. Learn more about the program and our church when you visit walkintruth.com. Now here's part two of Pastor Michael's special teaching in Psalm 6 called Suffering and Glory, a Message of Encouragement.
During this journey, I began to listen to some other teachers and kind of explore how does suffering and glory go together. And when John says we beheld Jesus's glory, I think many of us would immediately go to the Mount of Transfiguration and we would think about the time when Jesus was metamorphosized before Peter, James, and John, and his clothes were brilliantly, you know, white, and he lit up and the voice of the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." But I think something that we need to understand about the word glory. The word glory is a word that in Greek is doxa. And it means that which is weighty or heavy or deep. And I think what John is saying is that when we beheld his glory as of the only unique Son of the Father, full of grace and truth, he's not talking about the Mount of Transfiguration. He's talking about two things. Jesus' connection to the Father. If you're taking notes, write this down. Jesus' unique connection to the Father. He came from the Father, and his character. And that as John watched Jesus minister to broken people, to go through suffering, to go through trial, to have a heavy heart over the prospects of the cross, to be betrayed, to be denied three times by Peter, his main spokesman, to have everybody flee on that night, but to say, "I'm not alone because my Father has not left me." Jesus was perfected through suffering. If he was perfected through suffering from the greatest to the lesser, the greater to the lesser, do you think that you'll be perfected some other way? The answer is you won't. Now, I will say that suffering, by definition, is no fun at all. None of us want to suffer. It is hard. It is difficult. It raises its own set of questions. I remember I was in a prayer circle many years ago, praying in a youth room, and the pastor's wife, the youth pastor's wife, said this in her prayer. I think I was holding her hand. She said, "Oh, Lord, I'm getting too comfortable. Send a trial my way." And I immediately released her hand. I said, "I will not say the amen to that. I'm not in agreement." And if heaven is listening right now, and I believe heaven was, please do not count me in that prayer. In fact, when I suffer, my prayer is usually, see if this sounds familiar. Take it away, 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 take it away. And I'm on pretty good ground because that's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12. Lord, he prayed over that thorn. Take it away, take it away, take it away. I'm sure I've prayed more than three times about my thorns in the flesh. Maybe you could relate. And you all know that famously, Jesus responded to Paul, essentially, "No. My grace is sufficient for you," remember, "for my power is perfected in weakness." And then Paul went on to say, "Then I'm going to rejoice and even boast about my weaknesses, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong." In the kingdom of God, as weird as it may sound to a contemporary Western audience, God uses suffering for glory. How so? Because when Jesus did his ministry on the earth, his connection to the Father and his character revealed the light of God. We're not deity. We're not, you know, Jesus is uniquely the Son of God. But in a similar way, the Lord uses our suffering to bring a deeper connection to heaven and a deeper character into our lives. And Paul talked about in Philippians 3, the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. And so during these last several months for me, I've just tried to press into God. I want to know him better. I want to learn to depend upon his power more, because I know that I struggle with self-sufficiency. I struggle with, well, you know, I've been doing this a long time, or whatever we might bring to the table. And God will strip all that away to manifest his glory more to those around us. This is just the truth of how God works. I want you to turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians has been called Paul's most personal letter. If you know the backdrop of 1 and 2 Corinthians, Paul loved this church, but he had quite a headache with them. In fact, some of the super apostles, as they've been called by scholars, were claiming that Paul was no apostle at all, that he was a phony. And one of the things that they did is they made fun of his oratory skills and even how he looked. We've heard some history about Paul, that he was he had runny eyes, he had a big schnoz, he was balding on top, he had bow legs. And so they said, oh, this guy's impressive when he writes a letter, but when he shows up in town, he's a sad, pitiful little man, right? And Paul had to write to the Corinthian church and express his heart and even defend his apostleship. And here's what he says to this church in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. If you've never marked that before, my brethren, please mark it. Your God is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. He comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Your suffering and your comfort that you receive from God, as one author or one speaker put it, is not a cul-de-sac. After you go through suffering and you're comforted by God, it's not a cul-de-sac. It doesn't stop there. It's a highway through to others, where you can become one who has closer communion with God, a closer connection, and you can show the character of God to others. You can testify to the hope that is within you. That famous apologetics verse in 1 Peter 3:15 is a verse that's saying, share the hope that you have. Yeah, be able to make a good argument, but share the hope that you have. Take a look. It says, for just as the sufferings of Christ, verse 5, are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort. For we don't want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively, please note this, beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. In the Christian community, pastors have said to us often, God will not give you anything more than you can handle. That is false. In 1 Corinthians 13, or 1 Corinthians 10, where that passage is located, Paul is talking about God will provide a way of escape when you're tempted. He's not talking about life or ministry not being too heavy for you. God will regularly give you more than you can handle. Can anybody testify to that one? I've been spending the last 3 decades with much more than I can handle. Then why does God do it? Well, if it's beyond our strength, and we despaired even of life. Indeed, Paul says, we had the sentence of death within ourselves so that we would not rely or trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Mark it. God allows us to be burdened beyond our strength so that we will stop with the self-reliance. Oh my. See, suffering shows me in real time, in the mirror, how weak I really am. And it doesn't matter what age you are, how long you've lived, you've gotten a taste of this, and you'll get more of a taste when you cross over 25 years old. Because then you will experience the reality of the decay of your body. 25 is not so bad. 30 is not so bad. 35, 40. But, you know, I'm in my late 50s right now. And my body betrays me regularly. And even embarrasses me sometimes. And I have to say, I work out. I try to stay in pretty good shape. But I know I'm fighting a losing battle. Because eventually my mortality is going to catch up to me.
You'll hear more from Pastor Michael in a moment.
Hi, I'm Rob Newton, Program Director of Walk in Truth. Each week, I work alongside our host, Mike Massaro, editor Jared, and Pastor Michael to take his sermons and turn them into inspiring radio and podcast episodes. From writing scripts, recording, to editing, to mixing with music and announcements, we carefully craft each episode to reach listeners like you. This month, I want to invite you to be part of something powerful. By becoming a Walk in Truth partner for just $40 a month, you can help us continue broadcasting Pastor Michael's teachings to listeners seeking hope and encouragement on Kept FM in the Bay Area. In November, we set a goal of 40 new financial partners to help us broadcast in San Diego, and those 40 partners stepped up quickly. Thank you so much to all our new partners. If you're like many who connect deeply through audiobooks, radio, or podcasts, you know the impact these messages can have. Maybe you can help us reach more people. Check out Paul's story.
So it's 2019, right before COVID. I'm driving to Orange County Airport, 4 a.m. Turn on the radio, it's on 99.5 FM, and I hear this pastor speak the word of God like I've never heard spoken. So I call my bride, wake her up, it's 4 a.m, and said, hey, do a search on Pastor Michael Lance at Living Truth, because I think we're going to move wherever this church is. It's probably going to be in the Midwest or in the South somewhere. So I fly into Chicago a few hours later, give my bride a call and say, hey, where's Michael Lance located? She says, Corona. And I said, where's that? She said, Paul, it's Corona, California, where we've been living for 16 years, right down the road. That was 5 years ago, and my family and I are deeply involved here at Living Truth and with all of you. And the Lord's really transforming my family and I. And I believe that Pastor Michael teaches the Word of God so you can understand it and apply it with a love of Jesus. And I think it's wild how listening to a radio station for just a few minutes can actually change your life.
To show our gratitude, we'll send you a free copy of Pastor Michael's newly released book, Oh My Soul, March On With Strength, for your one-time or recurring donation of $40 or more. But a partnership is definitely appreciated. Visit walkintruth.com today and click donate. That's walkintruth.com, walkintruth.com, and thank you.
We'd love to see who's listening, so please connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Just do a search for Walk in Truth Show. Now, back to Pastor Michael Lance right here on Walk in Truth.
And my body betrays me regularly and even embarrasses me sometimes. And I have to say, I work out. I try to stay in pretty good shape. But I know I'm fighting a losing battle because eventually my mortality is going to catch up to me. And of course, we see this in our world where sometimes we hear about a little child that's sick or passed away. It can be a hard reality. Keep reading with me. God delivered us, verse 10, from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope. I ask you, on whom have you set your hope? And he will yet deliver us. Now look how we can help one another. You also joining and helping us through your prayers. so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many. Now, when we're suffering, and we're a church, we're the body of Christ. When one part of the body hurts, we all hurt. So what can we do for one another? We can pray. I've had people come up to me and say, Pastor Michael, do you remember 5 years ago when you prayed over this situation or you prayed over that? And frankly, oftentimes I don't remember because I don't even remember what I did yesterday half the time. Amen? But that prayer, crying out to God together, standing with someone in prayer, meant the world to them. When people have sent me personal notes, Pastor Michael, I'm praying for you. Pastor Michael, here's a verse that God has put on my heart for you. That has meant the world to me. And it's meant so many times over to me in my suffering. And again, I want to be careful when I say that because my suffering is not even comparable to what many of you have been through. But see, that's what Paul is getting at. He's saying, look, God is doing something special even when we go through difficult times. Flip over to chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, Paul is talking about inadequacy, which we all feel, especially when we're not doing great. 3:4, such confidence we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of the new covenant, for not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. See, when I suffer, I realize that my confidence is in Christ. I am not adequate. And the moment I believe I'm adequate, then I'm prideful. Now, if you drop down in the chapter, you're going to see what the Lord is doing as he moves in our lives. Look at verse 17, chapter 3. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, church, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. I think what Paul is saying is this. As we go through difficulty, as we sense our inadequacy and our mortality and all that we bring to the table that is weak and dysfunctional, God says, that's what I'm going to remove out of your life. And each time I scrape away a layer of dross, you're going to see a deeper level of my glory in your life. And other people watching you are going to see my glory in you, even in your suffering. And they're going to find hope. Because you're going to comfort others with the comfort with which you've been comforted by God. There is no person that will be immune to this reality. And so Paul is talking about it. And he's talking about how he struggled with it with his church. Drop down to 4:16. He says, actually go to 15. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace, 4:15, which is spreading to more and more people, may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is decaying, there's no doubt we're mortal. Yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Notice that. Every single day, we're being renewed. Momentary light affliction, the trial suffering that we go through, is producing. What is it producing, Paul? It's producing an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Because, brethren, our suffering will cause us not to look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Temporary. The things which are not seen are eternal. You see, when we suffer, eternity comes a little bit more in view. And we start realizing that we're not going to live forever. that the way that we have lived and how we have honored Christ and loved him and loved others does matter, that there is a weight of glory that's stacking up for eternity in the sense of rewards and crowns and everything that will be, and to look on his face and to be reunited with people that we have lost, in quotes, glory. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Amen? And so we're on this journey. And suffering and glory go together in this sense. Not glory as in an illuminating light, but glory in the sense that my connection to the Father and my character become more like Christ. And no, I don't like it. And yes, it is no fun at all. And when we walk with each other through the valley, we can remind one another that Christ is there with us, and Christ blazed the trail in his own blood. He knows what it's like to suffer as an innocent sufferer. If you go back and read the book of Job, and read the book of Job with this in mind, that Job is an imperfect picture of the most perfect sufferer, innocent sufferer of all times, and that is Jesus. You'll get a new perspective on Job. Jesus is the greater Job. He's the ultimate innocent sufferer. He could have asked all day long, why? But he endured the cross for the joy set before him to honor God the Father and to love us into the kingdom.
You've been listening to Suffering and Glory, a message of encouragement, part 2 on Walk in Truth. That's Pastor Michael's teaching in Psalm chapter 6. If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen to Walk in Truth on our free Living Truth app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, just a reminder that we have pastors on staff that would love to speak with you if you need prayer or counsel. If you're having a hard time and need someone to talk to, or maybe you just don't feel like talking but could use some prayer, call Walk in Truth Tuesdays through Fridays during daytime hours at 844-48-TRUTH. That's 844-48-TRUTH. Now here's Pastor Michael with a final word.
Well, maybe you've heard this message and you're like, you know what, Pastor Michael, I'm in ministry and I have my ups and downs, but I've never hit a low like this. Praise the Lord. You know, when I read David's Psalms, sometimes, man, you know, if you're doing pretty well, you're like, man, this David hits some really low lows, right? I mean, Psalm 6, I think it is. You know, he says, I dissolved my favorite chair with my tears, loose translation. Man, this dude had some hard times, and yet he was a man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel. Maybe you'd say, maybe that means I'm doing something wrong. Well, I don't think so. You know, sometimes spiritual warfare seems like it's ramped up so hard, right? And life's throwing you tons of curveballs. And I would say I've had stretches in ministry where it's been relatively smooth sailing. Do I need to find some wood to knock on right now? Right now, I will tell you, it's been a bit of a rough patch, some perplexity even in trying to discern God's will about some decisions we have been, you know, putting before the Lord as a leadership team. Those things happen. You're not doing anything wrong. I would just count your blessings. Hey, if you're working hard for the Lord and you're involved, et cetera, and you're walking with the Lord, I would just celebrate as many good days as you get and rejoice in them. But maybe these messages could give you a little preparation when you do hit a tough patch that you'd be ready for it. You call this proactive truth and things to consider. So hopefully that helps you. This is Pastor Michael Lance. You're listening to Walk in Truth, and we're glad that you're walking with us through the Word of God. And here we happen to be in a topical message about suffering and glory. I pray that it's been a blessing to you. Reach out to us anytime you'd like. We have a website, which is walkintruth.com. And we would love for you to click on that church tab and find out more about the local ministry. Watch the live YouTube of our second service, 11 a.m. each Sunday morning if you're out of the area, and you can always access it through the YouTube channel, walkintruth.com. Click on the YouTube channel, and you can find out a lot more when you go to the website. We'll see you for the final part of Suffering and Glory right here tomorrow.
And don't forget that Walk in Truth is a listener-supported ministry. Your financial partnership helps us broadcast on this station and provide the podcast for free. Also, more people like you can dive deeper into the Word of God and apply it to their life. Please consider becoming a Walk in Truth monthly partner of at least $40 a month, or give a one-time gift. Please visit walkintruth.com to give. And join us tomorrow for the conclusion of Pastor Michael's teaching called Suffering and Glory, a Message of Encouragement. I'm Mike Massaro. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening to Walk in Truth, where it's our goal to equip you to reach out with God's truth to all people.